Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Total Retail Talks. I'm Joe Keenan, the editor-in-chief of Total Retail, and I'm pleased to be joined on this episode by Stephanie Urban, who is the vice president of e-commerce and marketing at Vince Camuto. We're here at Etail West in Palm Springs, California, and Stephanie was on a couple panels yesterday here at the show. We have some questions about those sessions as well, just a little bit about the Vince Camuto business. So thanks for joining me, Stephanie.
Of course.
So to get us started, I'd love for you to kind of give our audience a little bit of an overview of the Vince Camuto brand, as well as your role with it within the organization.
Sure. So I'm the vice president of e-commerce and marketing for the Vince Camuto brand, which is a fashion, lifestyle, and footwear brand, and essentially overseeing all of the vincecamuto.com business and all of our marketing channels from a full funnel standpoint.
And how long have you been with the organization? And you know,
Been with Vince for about 2.5 years at this point, and was able to kind of help build a team and put some best practices in place and drive some great growth for the first couple of years. But we're, you know, heading into 2024 with some big goals ahead of us and excited to be here at Etail.
So one of the big goals, I know, is this kind of just an improvement on the digital customer experience and what shoppers are experiencing when they come to Vince Camuto. So you talked about that on a panel here at the show yesterday. Tell us a little bit about what channels you're leveraging to improve Vince Camuto's customers' online shopping experience.
Sure. I would say one of our biggest growth areas has been influencer as a performance marketing channel.
Okay.
We really took a more strategic approach about 2 years ago, taking a step back and figuring out what the ROI goals are, what the strategy is, and we have this kind of tiered approach where we have our always-on strategy with our top performers, then we have our mid-tier where we're testing and learning, and then we have micro and up-and-coming influencers always cycling in and out of the program, and sometimes even just from a gifting standpoint. So that's allowed us to really kind of structure our approach and then work on figuring out who it is our customers respond best to. One of the exciting things that came out of that was after a bit of time kind of running that as a performance channel was once we identified which influencers our customer was responding to, we then took that and turned it into a product play. Mm-hmm. So we developed our first ever influencer collaboration last year with Didi Rad from Dress Up Buttercup. And she launched a mini capsule collection of 4 different footwear styles. And we just had a really, really successful campaign and had one of our biggest full price selling days ever. And, you know, it's now a program that we're planning to echo.
So thinking about that influencer, just a quick follow-up there. How do you ensure, what are the things that you look like to make sure it's the right fit for what you want for the Vince Camuto brand, the right representation, and also that has some relevance for your audience as well?
Exactly. We are looking for brand fit, first of all, just making sure that we feel like they exemplify our values and also reflect our brand and also the fashion element of that. And then beyond that, as we look at the numbers, it's who's actually converting, who's bringing in new customers versus returning customers. And then identifying really, are there specific product categories or things that each of the influencers can kind of focus on to help continue to grow?
And specific product too, so that ladders up. So it's kind of that performance play too. So finding the right products for the right influencer as well?
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about, you've talked about some of the information that you're already collecting and some of that, you know, such a big part of the online experience is getting to know and understand the shopper and then serving up those relevant experiences. Tell us about the information you're using to influence the future online shopping experiences with the Vince Camuto brand.
Yes, I think we have a number of different areas where we're getting feedback from our customer in real time. So we have our customer survey post-purchase that we're making sure that we're understanding what her pain points are, what they're loving about the site, and really amplifying those. as well as what she's saying in readings and reviews to help then impact products. And then also making sure that we consider customer service an extension of our marketing team. So we have a really direct dialogue with that team ongoingly and make sure that we have kind of escalation and communication processes around each of those three customer feedback areas so that we can actually impact change. So obviously a lot of these things are baseline foundational elements of running e-commerce, but it's figuring out how do you actually take that information and then action upon it. So if there's a product issue, what is the process for escalating that and then moving to resolution and actually impacting future facing products? Or if the customer is having a specific issue on site, making sure the customer service team is well versed in escalating that appropriately to get it resolved then from an IT standpoint. So sounds very basic, but you know, you don't want to be ignoring all these cues that your customers are giving you.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say it certainly doesn't sound basic in terms of the number of collaborators, you know,
yes,
across the organization, from customer service to your team, marketing, merchants, I would have, you know, product teams as well. So tell us a little bit about, in an ideal state, what that best-in-class customer experience looks like for the Camuto Group.
I think just trying to cut down any barriers that she has along each point of her shopping. And I think it actually starts first with the right digital-focused content. So that was also a two-year project to work through the process of how we create a digital marketing calendar that is digital first and create the types of assets that are necessary to show up in the right way to the right customer in those key channels. Because you don't want to be, everything needs to be cohesive, but you don't want to be echoing the exact same message in every single place that she shows up, because your loyal customers are following you in different areas, but your new and incoming customers haven't heard from you before. So how are you showing up for them differently? So digital content strategy kind of being at the core of everything that we do to either drive her in or get her excited to come back. And then beyond that, it's once she's on the site, really understanding how we can guide her shopping experience towards what it is that she's looking for and help her find that more easily. So whether that's the digital assortment strategy and making sure that we're responding to what the customer likes. And obviously we also have some tools in place that help optimize the product that we're showing. But we've had some really great experience building out kind of more guided selling pages. Like, for instance, we're about to launch our Mother's Day gift guide. Gift guide and holiday is still really key for us, but we've evolved those over time so they're much more shoppable and less old school landing page oriented. And also help her really like drill down to what it is that she's most interested in.
In terms of content, are you creating all of that content in-house? Do you work with some external partners? And then in terms of channel mix, how do you determine what content goes where? How do you look at, maybe talk a little bit about that as well.
Sure. Everything's in-house for our team. We have a really amazing creative team who we love, and they're super collaborative with us along the way. So we really start by mapping out content almost down to a daily level, where email content drives the calendar, and then the other channels then pick up the key messages from those daily email communications and figure out what's the most impactful strategy. For instance, paid social, those assets probably change out once or twice a month. But you know, that's still about 5 to 10 different messages that we're telling from paid social specifically. But making sure, again, we're briefing so that we feel consistent, but the copy will be tweaked accordingly for the correct channel. You know, TikTok is a new one for everyone, and that's a totally different type of content house kind of that we're building to make sure that we're showing up there in a way that feels more genuine in the way that you need to. So that's changed very quickly over time. And then I think we're really excited too with all the different opportunities that are coming up from an AI creative standpoint, because it did take us 2 years to get to this point where we do create a massive amount of assets for every single channel. But now with some of these tools, you can really accelerate the speed of building number of assets much more quickly from something that your team did create, but then how do you replicate that?
Yeah, so I'm thinking the efficiency gains in terms of production there. With all these different digital touch points that you're having with the consumer, my question then comes back to the measurement and attribution. Mm-hmm. How do you think about, or how do you look at measuring your efforts in this arena? Are there specific data points that are more valuable to you as you think about where you're investing your marketing dollars and what's making sense?
Definitely. We have been trying to do more and more incrementality testing. So especially from an upper funnel standpoint, making sure that we can proof point to the business why it's so necessary for us to show up in key channels like CTV and TikTok, and what the effects of that are on business. So we've been doing incrementality testing more frequently. And then, you know, beyond that, it's also tying back how many new customers are coming into brand from what channels. Like I said, influencers are a really high percent new customer channel for us. So keeping an eye on that and making sure that that is a big piece of our strategy going forward.
And what cadence are you looking at that data, and how quickly are you thinking about making decisions based upon spend in terms of that data?
Yeah, I mean, we honestly look at everything daily, but try not to have knee-jerk reactions unless there's a larger issue at hand. I would say definitely on a weekly basis, being able to have the right conversations with your agencies and say, this looks like we should actually be more effectively funneling dollars. I mean, one of the benefits being over both brand marketing and performance marketing for me is that we can be really, really fluid with the budget across upper funnel to bottom funnel and make sure that we have a clear communication path and plan to, you know, react accordingly and shift between those big channels over time. And having that conversation in a much more kind of cohesive manner has had a positive impact on the business.
It's a perfect segue into what I wanted to address next in terms of positive impact to the business. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing and what would be the business benefits the Camuto Group has realized as a result of, you know, this work that you've done and you and your team to optimize this digital customer experience.
Yes, I think the biggest thing is going to be our focus on growing LTV over time. Now that we've put this foundation in place and we have big customer databases that we're reaching from both email and SMS standpoint, and we are doing a really good job of driving in new customers, it's then how do you maximize the customers that you have and grow their share of wallet over time, and figuring out, I don't know, fun new ways to get her excited to come back to the site and build her cart. So we've had a lot of growth in our apparel business over the last year, so we're going to continue to kind of see if we can do more cross category shopping, and then also just make sure that we're maximizing the data that we have to personalize wherever we can and show up with the product that she's most interested in.
And that re-engagement campaigns are happening across all these different channels, or you know, from social to your own site. Is that happening on site as well in terms of product?
I would say site isn't exactly there yet. We have, you know, some AI-based assortment tools and things like that for now, but definitely an area of opportunity for us is really ramping up that personalization on site. And pulling in what we know about her from email channels and onto site.
So the speed at which consumer behaviors evolve and customers, you know, change how they shop. Tell us a little bit about, going forward, investments and or improvements that you have planned to kind of keep pace and provide the customer with the best online shopping experience going forward.
I mean, it's been eye-opening to be here and see all of the new vendors that are in the vendor room and how much AI has been mentioned over the last few days. Obviously, everyone knows how big of an impact and change point we're going through. So I think keeping an eye on that and making sure that we're doing some thoughtful testing and learning within that space will be important for us as we think about the future and what happens with the deprecation of cookies and our lack of ability to eventually target some of the people that we already have. And so making sure that we're responding to that is top of mind for me from an investment standpoint, figuring out those partners that can help us best navigate that.
And some of those operational efficiencies, too, mm-hmm. that we talked about in terms of copy, image creation potentially, mm-hmm. That's an area where AI could be of use to you with Vince Camuto?
Definitely. I think SEO copywriting is a big area of opportunity for us to test into this year as soon as possible, really. We're hoping to get that ramped up. And I would say there's also another vendor here who kind of does site performance monitoring and then aggregates those pain points on your site and sorts them by revenue opportunity based on their learnings that they have across the site and being able to monitor where people are rage clicking or dropping off from a conversion standpoint, and being able to really identify down to the level of the line of code that's causing the problem for the customer and sorting that and then being able to pass that to the dev team. So that's super exciting technology that, you know, that's just speaks to how many different new things are kind of coming down the pipe.
Yeah, trying to eliminate that friction and, impact them positively on conversion. Well, you have a lot of opportunities ahead of you, some fun and exciting things coming from Vince Camuto. I want to take the opportunity to thank Stephanie Urban, the Vice President of E-Commerce and Marketing at Vince Camuto, for joining me.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcasts for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.